Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from our gospel lesson in Matthew 28, returning to the 18th verse. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." What do you do when the emperor sends you into exile for the fifth time in 3 decades, and you happen to be 70 years old? A normal person might consider retirement. A normal person might say, "You know what? I've done my part. I'll let someone else lead." But Athanasius was not a normal person. He was a Christian leader and teacher who believed that knowing God the right way, the way God had revealed himself, was worth every cost. Earlier in his life, Athanasius had helped the church to articulate the truth we still confess in the Nicene Creed, not to mention the creed that bears his name, that Jesus is not a created being, that he's not some second-class citizen of heaven, but Jesus is true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one substance with the Father. Now, Athanasius thought that the matter was settled with the Nicene Creed, but he was in for a shock. The followers of another teacher named Arius, who taught that Jesus was a created being, started to gain influence, started to whisper in the emperor's ear, and Athanasius found himself exiled again and again. 5 times he was driven from his house and his old way of life. 5 times he lost his position within the church. 5 times he was told, "Enough, be quiet." And 5 times he refused. Why? Because for Athanasius, this was not an academic debate. This was about who God is. It was about the identity of Jesus. It was about salvation itself. Rightly, he thought, if Jesus is not fully God, then he cannot save. And if he is not fully human, he cannot stand in our place. Athanasius believed the truth of the gospel was worth exile, slander, and suffering. And so today on this Trinity Sunday, we pause to remember him, not to admire his stubbornness, although it was pretty great, but to recognize the treasure that he worked so hard to preserve. And here's the treasure. In Matthew 28, the risen Jesus says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And notice what Jesus said, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, not names, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One name, one God. Yet, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This, my friends, is not a doctrine that the church invented to confuse people and gatekeep the truth. This is the way God has revealed himself. This is how he talks about himself. The Father, sends the Son. The Son redeems the world, and the Holy Spirit delivers that redemption to you and me. The Trinity is who God is. The Trinity is what God does. And so, He is the author of the story of your salvation and mine. This is why Athanasius fought as he did. He knew if you lose the Trinity, you lose the gospel. It's gone. If Jesus is not God, then the cross is just a tragedy, another young man gone too soon. If the Spirit is not God, then faith is just positive or wishful thinking. And if the Father is not God, then creation itself is in doubt. Athanasius reminds us that where understanding struggles, faith accepts a God who is far above us. Faith rests in a God who defies understanding. We worship Him precisely because we cannot figure Him out. He's God. Faith receives God the way that He describes Himself. So it is that in our worship today, we are confessing the Athanasian Creed, a long, careful, precise confession of who God is. And here's part of it. It is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is, at the same time, both God and man, perfect God and perfect man. And that is the truth Athanasius spent his whole life defending. And it matters. It matters because your salvation and mine depends on who Jesus is. A Jesus who is only God can't die for you. And a Jesus who is only man can't save you. But the Jesus of Scripture is both. Always both. This is why doctrine matters. Not because we love arguments. We love the God who has revealed Himself to us. Christian doctrine is simply knowing God the way He wants to be known, the way that He's introduced Himself to us. However, Jesus doesn't just reveal God's name, He gives it. Here's what I mean. When you were baptized, the pastor spoke the words that Jesus commanded. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And at that moment, God placed His name on you. You were claimed. You were adopted. You were marked. You were joined to Jesus' death and resurrection. The Trinity became a name you bear. In a world that is obsessed with identity, baptism gives you one that can't be taken away. The Father says to you in baptism, you are my beloved child. The Son says to you, I have redeemed you. You are mine. And the Holy Spirit says, you are my temple. I live in you. This is who you are. This is the name you carry. Athanasius stood firm because he knew the trust, the truth of God's name. He trusted in it with all of his heart. What about us? When speaking the truth that might offend someone, when confessing Christ clearly might cost us a friendship? When standing with Scripture might make us look like a fool to the world? What do we do? If you're like me, you know the answer is not flattering. There are times we soften the truth, times we stay silent, times when we massage our words to avoid conflict. And for that, we must repent. We must. But here's the good news. The God, whose truth we sometimes hesitate to speak, is the God who still places His name on us in holy baptism. And the Father welcomes us. The Son forgives us when we come. The Spirit strengthens us. And together, they make us bold. Not arrogant. Not harsh. Not brash. But loving and courageous. Sure, the world may say, truth is relative. Some may say, doctrine, that doesn't matter. But love and truth are not enemies. We know this. Love does not let a child go play in the street. Love does not let false ideas about God go unchallenged. Love speaks the truth of the triune God who has acted in history to save us, all of us. Athanasius spent his life confessing the name of God. You bear that very name. You were baptized into it. You carry it now. You will die with it. And in that name, you will rise. The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.